It's Monday, December 14th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The leader of a radical Hindu nationalist group in India has threatened to attack any Hindu who visits churches during the Christmas season. This threat has drawn strong criticism from India's Christian community, calling for greater tolerance between religious groups, reports International Christian Concern. On December 3rd, Mithun Nath, leader of the Bahrang Dal in the district of Assam, threatened to have his group attack any Hindu guilty of attending church. The Canadian Parliament hopes to ban so-called conversion therapy, which offers help for those experiencing unwanted same-sex attraction or confused about their birth gender. In particular, Bill C-6 would prohibit parents from seeking therapy that would reinforce their children's identification with their birth gender or with a heterosexual sexual orientation. The group called Parents as First Educators asserts that Bill C-6 is an unacceptable restraint on parental authority, is not justified by science, and will harm children. Teresa Pierre, the president of the pro-family group, recorded a powerful 3-minute video about the dangers of Bill C-6 for Canadian Christians and families.
C-6 will mean jail time, up to 5 years, for parents who seek counseling to help their children who are struggling with sexuality and gender issues. The Liberals are using C-6 to criminalize conversations sought by parents who act out of love to help their children in a time of confusion. We must make it clear to MPs and to all Canadians that the actions C-6 criminalize as conversion therapy have been effective in helping to improve and even to save the lives of young people experiencing unwanted gender confusion or same-sex attraction. C-6 is cynically disguised as a measure of compassion, but make no mistake, it is merely the latest pernicious maneuver by Justin Trudeau in his radical campaign of encroachment by the state on parental rights, on the integrity of the family, and on our religious freedoms.
Proverbs 22, verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." If you live in Canada, sign the Parents as First Educators Stop Bill C-6 petition. We have it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. On Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a Texas effort that would have essentially nullified the presidential elections in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin, reports Fox News. The Supreme Court's order read, quote, "The state of Texas's motion is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution. Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the matter in which another state conducts its elections. All other pending motions are dismissed as moot," end quote. However, the order does not foreclose any other pending or future election appeals at the Supreme Court. But time is running out. The states meet today for the Electoral College exercise, and on January 6th, there will be a joint session of the House and Senate to count the electoral votes and certify Joe Biden as the winner. Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas said they would have heard the case without granting other relief, like issuing an injunction on electoral proceedings. They added that they expressed, quote, "no view on any other issue," end quote. The crux of the Texas case was the argument that the 4 states it is suing, all 4 of which swung for Joe Biden, unconstitutionally changed their election statutes in their judiciaries or executive branches when only the legislature is allowed to make election law. The reply brief Friday says that the 4 states failed to adequately dispute their point that this makes their entire elections invalid. On Saturday, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell spoke with encouragement before a crowd in Washington, D.C., protesting election fraud, as he described what happened to the Dominion voting machines on election night, November 3rd, in the midst of all the votes for President Trump, reports the Epoch Times.
At 11:15, the algorithms of these machines that cheated our whole country could not keep up because he had got so many votes it broke the algorithms. In other words, there wasn't enough time. If they didn't shut him down, he was going to win the election even with all the fraud. So they had to shut it down, and they had to backfill votes, and they had to do all these things. That's all going to come out. We need America to see what's truth. We need judges out there to say, let's look at this. Let's look at the fraud.
Lindell also said that the exposing of election corruption will lead to spiritual revival.
I believe it's a blessing. God's got his hand in all of this. Because he got so many votes and they had to backfill, now we all know it was fraud. Well, the technology of these Dominion machines and all this stuff, it's all going to be exposed. The whole world is watching. We're going to have the fairest elections in history, starting because of this exposed fraud. It's an opportunity, you guys, of a lifetime. We are the ones that are going to expose this. This has been a spiritual battle in our country for decades. This is the start of the greatest revival in history for one nation under God, and that God is Jesus.
Lindell is not worried that Texas's lawsuit against four other states was not heard by the Supreme Court, because he says there are many other lawsuits that will expose more fraud. And finally, according to a Gallup poll released last Monday, those who attend church frequently were the only group of Americans that did not see the state of their mental health decline in 2020, reports the Christian Post. The results of Gallup's November Health and Healthcare Survey, conducted annually since 2001, reveal that the share of Americans who classify their mental health as excellent has reached an all-time low of just 34%. Nearly every demographic subgroup saw the state of their mental health decrease from 2019 to 2020. However, among Americans who attend religious services weekly, 46% classified their mental health as excellent. Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, December 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.